Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hello, and welcome to Boss Rudin's lethal street fighting self-defense system. Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years, and I've been fighting in the ring, as you know. So I know my things. Now, I was standing like this and talking to the guy, and suddenly, boom, a headbutt. Bang, follow up with a headbutt. Boom, knee to the head. And looky, look what we got here. Smack his face. Now, this is a very dangerous weapon right here. This is where they put the receipts on. Boom, the right elbow. Bang, right straight. Maybe now the headbutt comes. Knee to the face. Elbow to the groin. Grab him. Look, sir, I really don't want anything of this. And I go, whoop, like this. And I slit your throat, and it's over and out. Bang, right elbow, boom, left straight, kick to the head, boom, bang, 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 boom. Step his own knife here in the liver. Drop, boom, boom. I'm sorry, bang, 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 no, I'm not.
Everybody, good morning. Those are lessons on how to commit homicide. If you want to buy a tape that tells you if you get into a bar fight to immediately turn it into a homicide, that's all you need.
The amount of information I learned about Boss Rutan yesterday.
Yes, I received a lot of emails about Boss Rutan yesterday as well.
And to be honest, I was fascinated with, if it was just like him like fighting regular, I don't care. But he's got even more self-defense videos, and they're all great. They're all phenomenal. That is a wormhole that you can go down and stay for a while because you click on his thing, and it leads you to another self-defense video, and 90% of all self-defense videos from that era are hysterical. They all look like they're fake. They all look like there's something from, like, Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule. And that is a perfect example of one where, why are you taking advice from a guy who's telling you how to murder somebody?
Well, his big key is to, you know, you got to look around for something. Makes sense. And so what he does is he looks around, and then the thing that, if you were at a diner and, you know, the kitchen is done with the preparing the meal, you take the receipt and you put it on a spike.
Yeah.
So his idea is that you look around and you find the spike and then you repeatedly stab them with it.
Yeah, sure. Jam it in their jugular. You know, that might work.
Yeah.
If you really want to make quick work. The best is the part where it sounds like he's calmed down the situation. It's like, oh, you know, listen, I don't want any trouble. I don't want to do this. And then, no, I don't, and I'm going to murder you.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like you.
Oh, you're sorry? Okay, yeah, it's cool. You're sorry. All right. Bam, 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 bam. That's what he likes to do.
Yeah.
He likes to kill people.
Sure. It was when your life in that moment went in one direction instead of the other.
I don't know. I think what hurts his credibility is he's really good friends with Kevin James.
Yeah, that, I feel like that hurts. I did too. Apparently, he was in some movie with Kevin James.
Here Comes the Boom?
Here Comes the Boom. There we go.
Yeah. Kevin James, not a lot of box office success.
Yeah, Kevin James, I don't know how much money it cost
Paul
to make
Blart?
Those movies.
You're not a big Paul Blart
I think Paul Blart must have made money because...
They made a sequel. I bet...
But Here Comes the Boom did not... I can't imagine that made money.
So let me see. I'm thinking the budget on Here Comes the Boom is $30 million, and I bet it probably made $30 million. Like, it probably just made its money. Oh, my goodness gracious. That movie made $73
million. Oh, my God.
By the way, The Zookeeper, $169 million. And that's just in America. I don't know how much the... Okay, so $73 million for Here Comes the Boom. Let me see if I can find the budget for it. Because those movies can't cost anything to make. It's like those... I wonder if Happy Madison does that. I wonder if all of those movies are done... Because Adam Sandler and him are friends. And, you know, Adam Sandler basically just like, hey, if you're somebody who's a buddy of his, he'll finance a movie
for you. I bet my life it's Happy Madison. That they're all Happy Madison.
It probably is. I don't know what the budget
is. Well, if the budget's $30 million, then Kevin James is not getting a lot of money for that.
Oh, no, the budget, $42 million, and it made $73. That is a success. That is a box office success.
Well, you know, we're in a dark time in our country.
it is true.
But I just can't imagine, you know, going to the movies is, you know, at a certain age is a bit of a, you know, a schlub. You got to get
it. It sucks now. I went like 2 weeks ago. Brutal.
Yeah, you got to go. It's like a big pain in your ass.
See, it's gotten better. Like, the theaters have gotten better.
I like how you can pick your seats and all that.
Oh, see, that's the best. Because then you don't have to... I used to, when a movie would open on, like, a Friday night, you'd have to get to the theater hour and a half early, so you would wait in a line so you got the seat that you wanted. Because I can't see a movie near the front. I hate sitting on the side. Like, if I'm going to spend the time 2 hours... So I would do that. I would go and I would do all that stuff in advance. The advance tickets are awesome. On top of that, you've got these theaters like the one by you, Fred, that's just... astounding, that super lux one.
But they're like 100, if you take your family, it's like $120.
But they've upgraded most of the theaters. Like, you go to like the AMC in Somerville now, the one at Assembly Square.
That was awesome.
I mean, that is legitimate. And that is for a, I think to see it in one of the nice theaters, it's probably on a Saturday night like $16 a ticket. Mm. But I mean, it's worth it. Great seat. You can recline it.
Well, my point is that if you're going to invest an evening in going to the theater...
Why would you see Here Comes the Boom?
There's a lot of stuff that you could do at night. Like, okay, like for my family, like there's not a lot of being able to get out in the evenings. They have to be planned. Like, if we make plans, I think on Saturday, we're tomorrow we have plans to meet people for dinner. But those plans were made months ago.
Yeah.
So to go to the movies, it would require, you know, like a couple weeks of planning.
Never.
And then to go, let's go see Here Comes the Boom. I mean,
you ever go to, though, and the movie's sold out, you can't go to, or the time's different. So you're like, all right, what else do you want to see?
In the past, I have, but I would never see Here Comes the Boom.
Okay, but here's why Here Comes the Boom makes money, is there is a big market for, like, dads who want to get out of the house on a Saturday afternoon, and they'll sit in a theater, even if the movie's bad, as long as they can take their kids to it. I had a lifetime of that, like, when I was a kid. Although my dad was bringing me to rated R movies, like, way before anybody else. So I was seeing all the Predators, I was seeing all the, like, Stallone movies.
I saw Stir Crazy.
Yeah, like that. But I mean, a lot of people don't do that. So they see, like, a PG, and it could literally be liquid diarrhea the movie. And if it'll get them out of a house on a Saturday and it's a PG and you don't have to worry about like it being too like intense or dirty, then there's a market for that.
Yeah, I saw Zoolander 2 with my kids because we were desperate.
Yep.
Zoolander 1 was a good movie.
It was a great movie.
Now, Zoolander 2 was atrocious.
Still haven't seen it because you scared me away from it.
Well, listen, I'm not steering you wrong there. It's no good.
Yeah, that is the harm. And you know what? Sandler kind of tapped into that near the end. He made those movies like Grown Ups. And he made, because then you got people like us who, you know, liked Adam Sandler in the beginning. And now that he's on there, like, okay, well, maybe there'll accidentally be something that reminds me of his early material. Mm-hmm. Or there'll be like a weird side character like Steve Buscemi might show up. But also your
kids. Crazy Eyes.
Yeah, like Crazy Eyes or something like that. But your kids also can sit there next to you and it won't feel awkward.
Yeah. I think Sandler's making a turn now, though. I liked his Netflix special. I thought was very funny.
I thought he was good on SNL, his Netflix. And by the way, I just got, if any of you guys want to go, let me know. I just got invited to that Uncut Gems movie. Yeah, the one where he's like in debt with a mob.
Yeah. Gotta see that. Okay. That looks so good.
So that movie, first of all, is getting like tons of early like buzz, maybe even Oscar buzz for Adam Sandler, which is kind of nuts. But it's directed by the same guys who did this movie called Good Time with Robert Pattinson. And it's one of those where almost halfway through it, you are wondering why you're putting yourself through it because it's such a stressful movie. Because the whole movie, these directors, that's what they do. They have a gift at making the most intense situations. But it's so damn good. And I have a feeling this is going to be kind of more of that.
Mike Francesa.
Francesa's in it, too. Movie. He doesn't fart. But no,
he's a bookie, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, he just plays a bookie.
Dumb son of a... Blah, and he just like swears in it, too.
And that's because Sandler probably grew up listening to Mike and the Mad Dog.
I don't think... That wasn't a Sandler choice. I think Sandler was somebody that was sought out by these guys.
Oh, okay.
The directors.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is kind of a... It's the same way that Punch Drunk Love movie that he did, where he was really good in that.
Yeah.
It was because Paul Thomas Anderson, the director of Boogie Nights, was like, I've always loved Adam Sandler. I want to see if I can try to have him try something dramatic. And it was great. He was really good in that.
Seinfeld, a huge Mike and the Mad Dog fan.
Yes.
I think he came on the last show. He was that devoted a fan. But yeah, if that'd be so great if like they had to add to the film. He's like, hey, I'm a bookie. I never fought it.
Mike Francesa appears to fought while ripping Adam Gase.
Hey, excuse me, like breaks the third wall. Like Zach Morris, like time out. I never fought it.
When you back to the film. Cannot function.
Back to the film. Yeah, he just turns to the left. I think he's only in it for like half a like maybe even like 2 minutes, if that.
Oh, he pulls a John Dennis.
Pretty much.
That every time I see that movie, I go, ew.
And that's, it's such a great movie, too.
And it's just,
and then you're like, oh, boy.
You prick. You salty prick over there on Twitter getting yourself banned.
And then think about how lucky someone like Cam Neely is. Like, Cam Neely, you know, he just as a cameo had one of the funnier, iconic, like, cameos in a comedy film as Seabass.
He wanted to make love, right? He was...
He had the hat that said, wine 'em, dine 'em, 69 'em, I think, on the top of it, too.
I believe that he broke into the stall. His intention was to have the sex with the gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rich, what is coming up?
You want to talk about a cluster F of an ending of a game last night. Suspensions everywhere!
He's got to get suspended for the year. You can't be doing that. All right, we will be right back.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
Danny and Five, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, Thursday night football ends with the biggest cluster F of the year.
Got to hold up long enough to be able to allow Mason Rudolph to take some shots. Flea flicker. Rudolph flips it downfield, broken up and picked off by Burnett. Denzel Ward knocked it into the air, and Morgan Burnett on the return, forced out.
Okay, first of all, let's get all the non-important stuff out of the way. Browns beat the Steelers 21-7. Baker Mayfield, unfortunately, looked like the guy I thought he was going to be at the beginning of the year.
Yes, he played pretty well.
He did. He was playmaker, extended plays, threw for two touchdowns, ran for one. Mason Rudolph over on the Steelers was awful, on the other hand, throwing four picks. But nobody's going to care about any of that this morning, because with just seconds left in the game, we almost saw a straight-up murder on national television.
There's a flag as... Whoa! Mason Rudolph got
Rudolph
into
needs
it.
To get out of there.
What in the world? Believe Myles Garrett? They'll be swinging a helmet?
Yeah, there'll be some ejections coming out of this.
There may be suspensions.
That's right, suspensions.
Yeah, I mean,
Myles Garrett pulls Mason Rudolph down well after he'd released the ball and then tries to pick up Rudolph by his helmet, While attempting to do so, he ends up ripping off his head, and when Rudolph rightly gets pissed and gets in his face, Miles Garrett attempts to smash Rudolph on his skull with his own helmet.
Okay, so let's get this straight. Is that I am, as a defensive player, not allowed to hit anyone below the waist, basically. I'm certainly not allowed to hit them in the head area.
Mm-hmm.
I am to give them, a quarterback releases the ball and I have to let up, or I can't hit them. Mason Rudolph should be suspended for the rest of the year.
Mason Rudolph? Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett.
No, because Mason Rudolph, because people are talking about Mason Rudolph like being an instigator. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
I don't care what you
did. Nothing justifies that.
Like, if I yell at you and you shoot me, like, I'm not, like...
Well, you said something mean.
Yeah, yeah, right. I don't care what he did. I don't care if he dropped N-bomb after N-bomb. You can't take someone's helmet and hit him in the head with it. He should be suspended for the rest of the year. Or... It's a matter of favoritism. Can you imagine if someone took Brady's helmet and hit him in the head with it?
Oh, my God.
They'd be out of the league for the rest of their lives.
Remember Chara years ago? They wanted to put him in jail for it.
Oh, and when he hit, what's his face?
Into the stanchion.
Into the stanchion, yeah. Well, they called the cops, those idiots. And then they had some stupid thing they wanted you to sign to get him to never play in the game again. And that was a legal hit.
Yep.
That, I mean, he just hit him into a stanchion. That just happened to be the way it is. The precedent for if they don't suspend him for the rest of the year, it's because Mason Rudolph is a backup
nobody.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot do that.
Well, this happened.
You're right. He could have killed the guy.
This happened on Thursday Night Football, so it's going to be a bigger suspension. I mean, this is something that's not going to go under the radar. Everyone's going to be talking about this and this only about the game last night.
The sad thing about this, Miles Garrett's one of the better young players in all of football.
He was the number one overall pick.
He had an incident this year. If you remember, he tackled or sacked Trevor Siemian early in the year low on like a stupid play. Like, he's had multiple offenses this year. None of them have been like, you know, throwing a helmet at somebody, but he's had some really bad plays this year. He's immature. I'm sure you'll hear the Baker Mayfield stuff, but he is one of the best young defensive players in football.
Well, he should be.
And this is going to be a bad look for him forever.
Well, on top of that.
Don't you think he should be suspended for the rest of the year?
Yeah. I mean, of course.
I don't know.
There is
what
precedent.
What week is it?
Oh, 11.
Okay, so this is their 10th game.
Yes.
Okay, so it's their 10th game. Yeah, he should be suspended for six
games. The longest suspension, I believe, was Albert Haynesworth, if you remember. He kicked that dude in the head.
But didn't he have who had a helmet incident? Because there was something similar to this.
I think it might have been Kyle Turley years ago.
But he missed.
Yeah.
But there was no contact like this one. Like, I remember a guy taking, matter of fact, can Nick, you or somebody in the other room, could you look that up? Because there was something where the guy swung it. Now, there was no connection, so that might have, he threw it to, No. Somebody tried to attack somebody with a helmet, and if you guys could look that up, but
did the other guy have his helmet on?
No. Oh, no. He did. So it was
All right. Well, he took the helmet off the guy and then hit him in the head with the helmet.
Richie Incognito did it at one point.
He's very sane. he should
was
really
that before
be
or after
football?
He showed up to practice all those guns?
That was
in
2013. And then Flozell Adams did it in 2008, but that was during like a summer camp.
Flozell Adams, very large gentleman.
Well, on top of that, Steelers players came rushing to Rudolph's defense, and center Marquise Pouncey started kicking Garrett at the bottom of the pile. You can't do that. As much as you kind of blame the guy, he probably shouldn't get much of a suspension.
I think Pouncey should have done that. If you're an offensive lineman and that shit. Now, the kicking,
I'm
out on the kicking.
Attacking the guy, fine, and grabbing him and throwing him down, but you can't kick a guy when he's on the ground.
I turn the other way on that.
Listen, I don't
the NFL
blame you.
Will. I think they will. Now, Pouncey's a jerk. We all know his connections.
And he loves murder.
Pouncey's going to get a game. He'll get a game for that because you can't send a message that it's okay to kick anybody under any circumstances. But him defending Rudolph and getting his face and throwing him down, no problem with that. Also, Browns defensive end Larry, is it Ogunjobi? Whatever. But he also knocked Rudolph to the ground as well as the bench is clearing. But obviously, at that point, no one cares about what happened in the game. And just moments later, Aaron Andrews spoke with Baker Mayfield about what happened when his own teammate almost cracked the guy's skull on television.
That's inexcusable. I don't care, rivalry or not, we can't do that. That's kind of the history of, what's been going on here lately, hurting yourself, and that's just endangering the other team. That's inexcusable. He knows that. You know what? The reality is he's going to get suspended. We don't know how long, and that hurts our team. And we can't do that. We can't continue to hurt this team. That's It's inexcusable.
Dude, that's a great answer. Yeah, that is a
Baker Mayfield. Well, he's feeling good. He didn't screw everything up. Gino, go ahead.
Hey, Rich, to answer your question about earlier, it was Mr. Brandon Merriweather in that Miami, Florida State brawl where he attacked someone with his helmet.
He tried to stop
someone. Well, I know he stopped someone. I don't think he did something with a helmet because we've talked about that.
He's been open about it. Did
he take his helmet off or did he grab a guy's helmet?
I took my helmet off.
Someone got hit with a helmet in that game.
Okay. Yeah, because he admits how dirty he was during that fight. By the way, I'm being told Antonio Smith took off Richie Incognito's helmet and tried to hit him with it, but he missed. Did he get any kind of suspension? One game. She gets suspended for trying to hit him
and not making contact. Incognito's head is probably about 55 feet in diameter. I used to just stomp on people. I say, listen to here. I'm stomping on you.
So after the game, obviously, everyone was asked about what happened, and here's Mason Rudolph on the incident.
I don't know what the rules are. I don't know, but I know it's Bush League. I know he's, you know, total coward move on his part. You know, it's okay though. You know, I'll take it. I'm not going to back down from any bully out there. So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Somebody asked a question about when did you know that it had gone next level?
He grabbed his helmet. Where did it cross the line?
I mean, once again, where did it cross the line? Maybe when he took my helmet off and used it as a weapon.
Yeah, dummy. What kind of question is that? Stupid.
You know, I'll go back and look it up. I don't really care. It's a pass from moving on.
I mean, I just love the answer. Well, I mean, I would think it was when he used my helmet as a weapon.
Where he took something that is meant to prevent me from getting my head taken off, took it off my head, and then used it as a weapon to hit me in the head. I mean, he is very lucky.
I mean, and he's lucky because the helmet actually hit him on the, like, rubber stompers that line the bottom of the helmet.
Right.
But if it was the top of the helmet, the crown of the helmet, if it would have come down in his skull.
He would have given him a concussion.
No, he's already had one. Open. Remember he got knocked out on Monday Night Football?
Yeah, they had to play the third string quarterback, right. Jack, go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
You know, I watched that last night. It was mayhem, pure mayhem, and I have to admit I loved it. But,
it's great. Oh, yeah. I mean, watching it is because you think these guys all have the same agents and they don't care. And then you see someone completely lose their mind. Yeah, it is entertaining. I will say that.
The spotlight now is on Roger Goodell, because if he can suspend Tom Brady for 4 games for questionable evidence about the inflation of football.
Don't compare this to the flake game.
No, he is. Listen, I hate the flake game more than you do. But he, I mean, he may, oh, Jesus.
What's that?
I just saw it again. I mean, come
crazy.
On.
It's crazy. I mean, it was a full clock. It was went from 6 o'clock all the way back, like, to the top, up to 12 midnight, and then down
Pouncey
on his
just
head.
Kicked him once.
Yeah, but you still can't
and
do
I,
that.
I don't know.
And
I
by
don't,
the way,
I don't suspend Pouncey.
I saw Deion Sanders tweet this last night, and I'm sure he's right. Like, Pouncey, I guess, is a hero in the locker room this morning. Everyone loves what he did. But I just think that they're going to look at that and they're going to say, we know you stood up for me. I don't have a problem with that. But under no circumstances should you kick a guy while he's on the ground.
Please know what Brady calls about that, though. The only thing you can compare this to is Albert Haynesworth and what he did. Haynesworth got 5 games. No, not about equipment or footballs, none of that. The only thing you can compare this to is Albert Haynesworth's suspension of 5 games.
He's got to be out. He's not. He shouldn't play again this year.
So I'm watching the video of Antonio Smith ripping the helmet off of Richie Incognito, and it's pretty bad. So he punches, first of all, Richie Incognito punches Antonio Smith in the face while his helmet's still on, which is the dumbest thing. And you see it happen a lot.
Incognito's insane.
He is. But
it's like taking a drug addict and just putting him in a den of crack, letting him play football.
So Antonio Smith just quickly rips the helmet off of Richie Incognito and does, you know, like a quarter cock and goes to go hit him in the head. Now he misses, and he got a game. Yeah, he's out for the rest of the season. There's no question.
There's no question about it. I mean, you can't do that. You could kill a guy.
All right, after Joe Murray's headlines, there's a couple reactions that we still have to play. First of all, Mike Tomlin, ridiculous. We'll hear from Myles Garrett himself. But what might be the worst, most bumbling reaction to all of this? Just take one guess.
Rapper.
What's that?
Former rapper?
No.
Kitchens.
Freddie Kitchens.
Oh, jeez. I was going to say, I was going with Deion Sanders, if you read that quote.
Oh, I did. And we'll get to that.
Because Cleveland can't win for losing, unless Sanders spoke in tongues.
By the way, they almost couldn't finish the game. No, they wanted both teams off the field. And so they took a knee on a fourth down. They changed possessions, and Cleet Blakeman, of all people, everybody, couldn't just close the game out. They had to bring out, I think they only could get 9 players on the field on defense, and Garrett Gilbert had to take a knee. So Cleet Blakeman, he sucks too in all of this.
Well, you know, that's the wrangle. All right. That's a refreshing look. I hope we all get epilepsy from that light.
I know. It's like oh my goodness.
All right. We will be back in just a matter of moments. Here is the headlines.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
There's a flag as... Whoa! Mason Rudolph got into it.
Get out of there.
What in the world? I believe Myles Garrett. There'll be swinging a helmet.
Yeah, there'll be some ejections coming out of this.
There may be suspensions.
That's right, suspensions.
Oh yeah, Funk Friday with an album released just a couple weeks ago. 20th anniversary of the town.
This is a
crazy town.
You're gonna have some weird stuff like that today. We are putting in a new sound system, so
I hope we play the town. You know, I got a little girl at home who's my butterfly.
Sugar, baby. I don't even know if all the sound stuff works. Let me see. Is this working here? No, not yet.
Oh, everything is broken now. Broken now.
Trust me, it's in like 2 days, it's going to be a million times better than it's been the entire time we've been
that's
here.
That's right, but why not screw up morning drive during the fall, bro?
They're actually fixing it. They're making it better.
I don't have any complaints with engineering. I'm not blaming them. I mean, the reality is that this is no good.
Well, this is more us. I'm not kidding you. This is more me not knowing how to use it yet, and we're all learning on the fly.
Well, I mean, if the punishment is crazy town, lock me up. All right.
So
Myles Garrett hit Mason Rudolph in the head with his helmet last night. And
by the way, what's being understated in all this, Fred, is that he tried to pick him up by his helmet, which is like,
oh, wow,
jack
he
up
really
your neck.
Nailed him.
Oh, yeah, of course. As I said, just to describe it, if you haven't seen it, the helmet's down by his leg. He cocks backwards and goes from 6 to midnight, like goes all the way up top and then slams it down on him. You can't have a bigger windup than the one that he had before he hit it on Mason Rudolph's head. So after the game, Mike Tomlin, oh my God. And I don't care what people are saying about how it hit the bottom of the helmet where the rubber is.
No,
I mean,
no. He hit him in the head. Yeah, he cracked him with his own helmet.
So here's Mike Tomlin after the game.
I'll keep my thoughts to myself. You guys saw what happened at the end.
You have no comment about it?
That's exactly what I said. I got no comment.
Have you ever seen anything like that at the end of a game?
No more questions regarding that, because I'm saying nothing.
Which, by the way, wouldn't that be a perfect time to stick up for your player?
No, I would say nothing, too.
Well, Myles Garrett was asked about what happened, and here's what he had to say.
Absolutely. You know, that is a bad thing. Now, what I did was foolish, and I shouldn't have allowed myself to slip like that. That's out of character. But situation like that where, you know, it's an emotional game, like Larry said, and allow myself to fall into those emotions, you know, with the last play and what happened.
Well,
yeah, it's quite an emotional game. That's why throughout the ages people have taken their helmets off and slugged players in the head with them.
It has happened, though.
Yeah, out of how many plays in the history of the NFL?
There's only 5.
Yeah, okay, so out of the tens of thousands of plays, if not hundreds of thousands of plays in the history of the NFL, it's happened like 5 times.
Has there ever been one that connected? Because I've seen 2 that have missed.
Yep, 1954, Dan Joyce
<That's leather.
laughs> hit Les Lichner in the head. And Lichner had a big, like, his eye was, like, literally black and blue and bandaged, and he
still
played.
That's, I tell you, I say the same story all the time, is that I was watching a Cowboys-Steelers Super Bowl, Merlin Olsen's in the booth. Bradshaw rolls right, gets rid of the ball. 1, 2, 3, 4 comes and just gets a helmet to helmet that knocks him down. And Merlin Olsen goes, oh, I got his bell rung on that one. Oh, yeah. I have a feeling things in the 50s were a little different, that you were allowed to, you know, that you were allowed to kick in the nuts and hit people in the face. Mm. It was a little different. Those guys were working at steel mills in the offseason.
So if you could only imagine, the whole world was waiting with bated breath to find out what the true expert on all this would be, and that would be Freddie Kitchens, a guy who looks like he just woke up from being, you know what he looks like? He looks like Sloth from the movie Seven. Like they just found him, or is it Gluttony, the guy they found on the plate of spaghetti? Yeah. He just looks, he just is sitting there looking disheveled, looking like he's he woke up in the wrong place. It was like a Freaky Friday situation, and all of a sudden he's the coach of the Cleveland Browns. And they said, hey, what say you about everything that went down?
Never beat Baltimore and Pittsburgh in the same year since they've been in 1999. And then we've got to talk about this.
Indianapolis when fights were, I don't
want to say encouraged, but encouraged. I never okayed fights. Did you say I okayed fights? I never okayed fights. Did I want them to get after their ass? Yes, I did. But that's not fighting. That's not after the whistle. But that's between the whistles. Yes. I never condone fighting on a football field because that's penalties. I don't coach penalties. I don't coach false starts. I don't coach after the whistle grabbing somebody's face mask. I don't coach that. So I don't know what you're talking about with Indianapolis when I condone fighting. That's putting words in my mouth. I've never in my life condoned a fight.
All right. First of all, congratulations on beating the Steelers in Baltimore. That really, you're really the coach of the year. And second of all, Miles Garrett admitted that it was bad. Just what's wrong with you? God, Kitchen sucks. He's just like not a leader and a big dummy.
He's wimpy from Popeye.
Like, oh, we beat the Steelers. Oh, Red, did you beat Mason Rudolph? Congratulations, stupid. And oh, and we beat Baltimore. Oh, great. Well, you know what? Look out, Super Bowl, when you don't make the playoffs. Stupid.
Is there a division in football with more pee and vinegar than that one?
No, the North. Levante is perfect all those years.
I mean, between the Bengals and the Steelers, like those, I mean, those games were violent. Well,
were bad, if you were a Steelers fan and you go to Cleveland or vice versa, you're fighting. Like, that's you are getting into a fight.
Yeah, I mean, you can take a look at the AFC East, and that's a cakewalk. There's no real like animosity there because I mean the Patriots have been so much better than everyone.
They're just in Gillette is a little country club, and they've done everything to MetLife and all that stuff. No, if you I've been to Cleveland, I've been to Pittsburgh, I saw the Jets play Cleveland, and there's still anti-Pittsburgh stuff being sold. That's like there was no like, hey, the Jets suck. It was all like, you know, Cleveland or Pittsburgh is doing. I mean, that's the rivalry, I would assume, in football in terms of just pure hatred is Cleveland-Pittsburgh in professional football.
Well, it used to be Bengals. I mean, that was.
No. But this goes back.
Oh, you're talking about just of all time? Oh, I mean.
Yeah, this goes back a long time. Now,
Eagles, Giants, Dallas, Eagles. I mean, that's a great division, too, as far as like pure
Cleveland,
hatred.
Pittsburgh has been, the two towns hate each other. It's violence. You're going to get your ass kicked. And even Philadelphia now with the link, that's all changed. Mm-hmm. No, these fan bases hate each other. These teams hate each other. But congratulations to Freddie Kitchens for beating Pittsburgh with a backup quarterback and for beating Baltimore.
Well,
that's quite a feat.
When we get back, O.J. Simpson has weighed in on the fight.
Oh, good. Well, he would know. All right, we will be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Joe Murray. I don't like moving much, as you know, whether it's here at the station or at home. When I sit down, I want to stay there for an eternity. But when that happens and when you want to sit, but you also want the sweet bucket of chili mac and cheese around the other side of the room, if only I could reach. Well, now you don't have to with Dr. Billy Bunyan's Eat Seat. Oh, this is great. The Eat Seat means you can sit like a lifeless sloth and feed yourself without having to do jack. Hankering for a snack? Press the Feed Me button. And a grooved metal serving tray will slide up past your inner thighs filled with a warm beefaroni. But how does it stay warm, you ask? That's the Dr. Patented Body Heat Microwave using must Using must and sweat from your own services doing the cooking. The longer you sit, the hotter the meat. And if you don't have a long, if you don't have long to wait and want to speed up the heating process, just fart. It's Dr. Billy Bunyan's Eat Seat. Have to wee-wee? Use the patented Eat Seat rubber bladder. If you have to spray, just bombs away. Order before Christmas, we'll throw in a new armrest / diabetes monitor. Just slide your fingers into the warm side pocket and prick. Holy guacamole, you need medical attention. Don't worry, the Eat Seat has already called you an ambulance. Don't die. It's Dr. Billy K. Bunyan's The Third Eat Seat. Get yours today at www.justsittingthere.com/imnotmoving.geosites.org. Get your Eat Seat and get lethargic. Squish!
The Sports Hub. Toucher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich. Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
So third and 29 with 14 seconds left. Rudolph will dump it off to the left side. Trey Edmonds the catch. Sprints out of bounds. And a fight at the 9-yard line. Flags are thrown. The Browns and the Steelers, and Garrett just threw a punch, and Pittsburgh retaliating. Marquise Pouncey was kicking in there, and flags are flying with 8 seconds left. The Steelers are running from the sideline to join in, and this one is going to end in ugly fashion.
Well, it's really ugly, and I have no idea what Myles Garrett is thinking. He brings down Mason Rudolph, and when they're on the ground, something is done or said, and Garrett loses it, rips the helmet off of Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph gets up and starts going towards Myles Garrett, and Garrett takes the helmet that he has in his hand, overhand swings it at the head of Mason Rudolph. You talk about a dangerous play, and a play that's probably going to cost Myles Garrett a bunch of money, and I would not be surprised if he is suspended.
What is Bird doing? The light's off.
We were going to try to turn on the other lights in the hallway.
I think we're all right.
Okay.
I mean, there are actually calls today. I'm not coming down on you if you told him to do it. But
I said I did need him. I said, but if you could run out and find, I thought he was just going to be able to unscrew the light bulb.
I mean, come on.
That's an old joke, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, how many birds does it take to unscrew the light bulb?
Yeah. It takes 10. One to screw in the light bulb and 9 to bump into each other on the Everett streets. All right. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to touch on, you know, Rudolph going down and trying to take the helmet off the defenseman while he was already down on the ground. I mean, it's clearly obvious, the quarterback there, Rudolph, trying to reach and grab the defenseman's helmet off. I mean, it's not justifiable what the reaction was, but look, Tom Brady gets brought to the ground. You're not going to see him go and try to grab for the helmet. You're not going to charge him. He's going to go for the refs. He's going to look for the call. That's the difference.
Well, there's no doubt that Brady's going to complain to the refs because he does it every time anyone gets within 6 feet of him.
I just don't understand what your point is. If
we're talking about the goat versus a twerp. Rudolph is a twerp. What is he doing?
Right, you just said the goat.
Yeah. I don't understand.
I will not take that.
The people who, I can't look to my left. The people who are blaming Mason Rudolph for any of this is just, it's not, like, that's completely ridiculous. I don't care if he, like, insulted his mom or if he, you know, punched him in the balls. You don't take the helmet off someone's head and try to smash their brains in with it.
Mason Rudolph tried to take off his helmet, though. That's what everyone's going to say. If you watch, they're on the ground together. He tries to pull his helmet off.
Are you talking about while he was getting pulled off of his head? I would do the same thing. No.
If you watch, and I can send you the video if you want, they're on the ground together.
Yeah.
And Mason Rudolph's trying to pull off Myles Garrett's helmet. He couldn't. And then Garrett gets up, throws his, and then that's how it all. Now, it's not about, oh, he did this first. It's none of that.
No. Well, maybe they'll suspend Mason Rudolph.
One thing I will say, though, is Myles Garrett's up for an extension, probably in the next, like, before the season ends, because he has that extra option year.
They love him. They're going to extend.
He's going to get, like, $90 million. Yeah, so yeah. He doesn't care if he gets suspended or not.
Yeah. This is something
that's game check, so I wouldn't be thrilled. But, yeah, you got to suspend him for the rest of the year. Cleveland's not going anywhere anyway. I'd suspend him.
Because this is, I think, second to Albert Haynesworth stomping the guy. Probably the dirtiest thing I've
seen.
I
think this is worse than stomping a guy.
Well, I'm saying I haven't seen anything this dirty since then, and I think Haynesworth got 5 games.
Yeah,
well,
5. Sue stomped 85 guys during his career.
Yeah, I'll see what Sue got. But again, the only thing I can compare this to, like, don't stop with the Tom Brady 4 games calls. Don't do it. I think it's six
He's
games.
Go.
I think it's 6 games of the season, though. So it's week 11. There's what?
So it's six, weekly, it's six
games
to
go.
There's six
oh,
games.
Yeah, he's probably done.
Yeah, he's done.
Somebody said that Myles Garrett was listening to Boss Rutten on our show yesterday.
Drop! Boom!
Yeah. You take a helmet, and then not so fast.
Boom! Oh,
I don't think Rutten would use
bang,
a helmet.
Bang, bang, bang. No, I'm not.
I think he'd have like some Seagal thing. Like, you know, like a no, poke to the throat
no,
or something.
He was talking about using chairs. He was talking about using...
Don't you ever do this.
He was talking about taking Gentleman's knife and stabbing him in the liver.
And I go whoop, like this, and I slit your throat.
Yeah. That might be worth revisiting today.
Well, of course it is. It's always worth revisiting.
He's really having a ball out there.
I just imagine the guy on line 4 just... When we pick it up, him yelling the words that are up there.
Okay. Steven, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just something quick on this Myles Garrett.
Ah, you disappointed me. The word said man. Garrett smash, and I thought you were just going to yell it.
Smash, yeah. But hey, so it's not often you see guys absolutely lose their minds. Like, this looked like the scene in, like, The Longest Yard, where Adam Sandler's trying to teach everybody how to play football, and they just, you know what I mean, start smashing each other with brass knuckles and whatever they can find from the prison. But, I mean, we just watched Vontaze Burfict get a season-long suspension because the league's trying to stop these helmet-to-helmet hits. Never mind a helmet-to-skull hit after the whistle. So is there a possibility that Myles Garrett doesn't play another snap in the NFL for next season?
No, because this is – because with Vontaze Burfict, he's got a track record that is a mile long. With Myles Garrett, they love him around there. I mean, I know that he, you said earlier in the season, he had that thing with Trevor Siemian. Nothing like this. And I think that it's a, I mean, if you're going to give Albert Haynesworth 5 games for stomping that guy, then I think the rest of the regular season
he's gone.
He's
gone. Yeah. You can't have that. You can't have that in the NFL. The minute I saw it, I've said he's gone for the rest of the season. Burt Breer, though, he would know. He works for MMQB, and he's going to be in for the next hour.
Drop! Boom!
It's a boom in the game.
Boom, a headbutt. Bang, follow up at a headbutt. Boom, knee to the head.
That's my cousin Larry. Is this a younger cousin? I said, why do you keep fighting? You should be humping.
Boom!
Bang,
bang, bang.
I coach everyone.
I'm sorry.
You think Yager wears a helmet?
What is it? A helmet is what?
That would be something that you protect yourself with. Like protection.
What, the pullout?
It's not really what we're talking about.
Do you think Yager actually wears a helmet on his head while he's performing?
If the lady asks for the helmet, the lady gives what she wants. Sometimes when the Stamos, I have to take the leftover from the Stamos, I wear the tinted visor. So it's like double bagging.
But Yager loves the helmet, though.
What?
He loves getting helmet.
Well, so what?
Oh,
you mean
the
mouth? Ay, 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 ay.
That's it. Go, you go.
Somebody's telling me.
No, well, that'd be a change-up, wouldn't it?
No, the Yager, very Catholic. He goes by the moon.
That's right. It's the pre-Cana stuff that I learned.
Pre-Cana.
That's right.
That's right. Full moon. It's time to make. Sometimes.
Drop. Boom.
You can't get pregnant if I do it there. All right. We will have no commercials, just the headlines. We'll be back with Burt Breer.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.